Nearly 400,000 young people from 97 countries have welcomed Pope John Paul to World Youth Day in Toronto. The 82-year-old pontiff appeared well-rested after a two-day vacation at a private resort north of Toronto, and he seemed more invigorated by the enthusiasm of the crowd. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
Hey, come on over! Have a little seat! Sing a song! Don't dance!
The crowd began to form early, some arriving as many as 12 hours before the Pope was due to arrive. Some chanted and sang to pass the time. Others, like this group from Latin America, chanted the names of their home countries as they paraded towards the reception area.
Venezuela! Venezuela!
By the time the Pope arrived, the sea of young people was thick and deep along the route he would take to the giant stage erected for the event. At first sighting of the Popemobile, the crowd surged forward to try to catch a glimpse. 20-year-old Tony Butler and 19-year-old Lindsay Patton rode 12 hours on a bus from Michigan to get to World Youth Day. Butler says seeing the Pope meant a lot.
To me personally, the Pope is a sign of hope and a sign of peace for our world. It's in a lot of turmoil, a lot of chaos, but it seems like that the Pope is there, is a constant, is something that we can look to for the future. Because if he can do it at his age and his condition, what is there to stop us from going for it?
For her part, Patton said she found the day overwhelming.
Yeah, just the attitude, the energy, and everything. I mean, there's so many things going on at once. Oh man, how can I ever explain this to this person, to that person, because you've met and done so many things.
Despite his frail condition, the Pope spoke with greater strength and clarity than he has at recent appearances. He spoke in English, French, Spanish, and Polish. He did not mention the problems facing his church, avoiding references to the clergy sexual abuse scandal, division within the church, and the growing shortage of nuns and priests. Instead, speaking through a translator, he stuck to religious themes, cautioning his audience to stay close to church teachings and avoid the pitfalls of the world.
Many and enticing are the voices that call out to you from all sides. Many of these voices speak to you of a joy that can be had with money, with success, with power. Mostly, they propose a joy that comes with the superficial and fleeting pleasure of the senses.
The Pope seemed visibly tired as he left the stage. He will take today off to rest before leading an evening vigil tomorrow night, and then we'll lead an open-air mass on Sunday that could attract as many as 750,000 people. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Toronto.